talk because I don't want to deal with the, like, aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you need to walk into this, like, you're going to fucking own it, and I'm going to be the one, like, guiding you along, not, like...
They don't realize there's this, like, build-up that needs to happen before you just pop your face in Facebook world and then clients start buying. Like, no, they need to know who you are first and what you're about and where you came from. They can't. They don't just buy.
Yeah, like you said, the easy thing would be going back to your corporate job and, like, getting up and having a steady income.
That
like
was freaking easy, but I fucking hated my life. Like,
like, somehow this roller coaster is 10 times more.
Yeah. Now you're like, I only hate my life, like a 10% of the time. Like,
broken down my corporate job, I was making $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even remember.
Like, you knew it was coming in, which is, like, funny.
So I was...
But look at the potential now.
Right, yeah.
You hated your life, but you knew that you were going to pay your bills.
Yeah, but that's not, like, $4,000 a month. Like, I mean, back... You're like, before I knew there was
$4,000
so much
more, a month.
What?
Now.
Like, who cares about $4,000 a month? Like, that's chump change.
I fucking love it.
It's a fucking roller coaster, though. Like, it's a fucking...
But I like
it's like a terrifying roller coaster.
The whole picture, because if you have a bad month or if you don't make money one month, it's going to come back in other months. Like, what you do now, like this month, is going to affect what happens in, like, December.
Yeah.
So you're 3 months ahead of yourself in terms of how you're building what's going to happen next month, because you're always building and moving. I look at it that way anyway.
Yeah.
So if I have a bad month, it's not. Fuck
it's
my
not
life.
Forever.
It's not forever. It's like, okay, well, what can I do now so that in 2 months from now I make all of that back?
But you know what? Mm-hmm. Do you know why people stay in that still not making money? Is because they don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're constantly telling them negative and not seeing the positive.
They're not seeing
opportunity,
like,
in the situation.
One of my friends the other day was legit like, it's just a rubber band. Like, if you think about it, for a rubber band, in order to expand, it has to be at its smallest place first. Mm-hmm. So you're like, you know, if you're feeling that
here stretched and you're still getting pulled.
Yeah, but like, it's in order for it to expand, it has to contract. Mm-hmm. And so, like, there's ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and as long as you can, you know, appreciate what's going on and know, like you said, that this is obviously, like, I'm still fucking putting in the work and this is still absolutely going to be everything that I need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to actually believe that and stop being like, fuck my life, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? This isn't going to work for me. You know, it's fucking September 29th and I don't even know how many days there are in September.
No, it's so true. It's, like, keeping that unwavering faith, but, like, I think it's when you have so much purpose behind that money. Like, my house money came in, like, the day I was, like, it has to come in by June 30th by 5 o'clock or, like, I don't get my house. And it was, like, 4:30 p.m. and my client was, like, hey, I just, well, like, 2 days before, she was, like, hey, randomly... I want to re-sign, and I just sent you over the, like, PayPal in full, and I was like, what the fuck?
Just on her own.
Okay, thanks. Like, I was literally like,
oh. Yeah, like,
it was,
really,
like, over six.
I work for a month in my corporate job
like,
to get
what?
That money.
Yeah.
Like, and this just, like, came to me.
Someone just told
me they want to pay me.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, there it is. Like, I never, although it was, like, 2 days before, I was like, it's.
And you hadn't started.
Someone's either gonna, like, slap me in the face with $6,000 or, like.
Which they did!
And, like, that's what happened. And I think it's just, like, the belief. And then it was like, okay, but now I need to transfer to my fucking bank account because PayPal is one thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Canada.
Still needs to go to the bank. And, like, literally 4:30 p.m. on Friday.
And you didn't
Friday,
start stressing about it yet, right? You would have started,
like,
stressing maybe a day later or.
Well, no, because everything always works out for her.
Right. So it came because you weren't stressing about it.
Yeah,
like,
I was
you
like,
were in
it
a place
has
of peace.
To come. Like, it's gonna come. Somehow, some way. But I think it's when you don't have, like, there's not, like, this big purpose. Like, I don't know. I really do believe that because it had to happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, well, it has to happen, so it's gonna happen.
Exactly.
Whereas if it's just, like, I want $10,000 or, like, it's going towards this and that, and there's, like, no, like, it's gonna fucking show up for this reason. Like, it's gonna support me for this.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between
like,
the purpose being because I need to buy groceries.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't bought groceries yet, so it's not that
necessary.
but because I need to, or your case, like, no, like, I'm not going to get this house if this doesn't come in. So that purpose is so strong that it
do
has
or,
to
it's like
happen.
Do or die.
It is do or die yeah. situation. And I like that what you're saying in the cap about, like, the do or die situation.
What I was talking about with my energy gal the other day was, like, my July happened, like, so easily, and it was so massive. Mm-hmm. And as I'm talking about it, she was like, I get the feeling that you feel it was too easy. Like, yes. And by feeling it was too easy, you're kind of saying that you didn't work for it. Like, it just happened. You kind of have no idea. And I was like, yes! And she was like, all right, let's work through that. Because she's like, as soon as you can understand, like, you actually put in the work and all the work that you did, and you deserve it, and, like, abundance flows to you easily without guilt, without shame, that you can still receive that amount of money and still be humble, mm-hmm. and that that it wasn't just easy, that it just, like your client re-signing up with you. Yeah. You're like, immediately you're like, oh my God, this was so fucking easy. But it wasn't, because, like, you've done the work. Like, we've clearly done the work. And so, of course, it comes to you easily, right? Because this is how you show up, right? Like, this is you. This is, like, what you fucking do. Like, you clearly get clients who re-sign up with you, like, at the drop of a dime. They throw their money at you because you're fucking amazing, right? Just like, I easily get clients signing up with me that don't ever get on the phone with me before they pay me $4,500. You know, like,
is like, done. Even the idea that you have to have so many discovery calls sometimes overwhelms me, because mm-hmm. recently I'm, like, not booking enough discovery calls. So I'm, like, telling myself, if I don't book this many, that I can't get this many clients. But when I think about that month, like,
it's bullshit.
Literally, I had, like, a PayPal fucking button for a program, and, like, three people signed up and paid in full, and then I had a re-signed client that just, like... So I didn't even have... I had one discovery call, and that was basically just to make sure that we, like, actually connected.
Yeah, yeah,
like, she was like, yeah, I want to sign up. I just want to make sure you're, like, the girl.
So, and also, like, I want to make sure you're my girl.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, yeah. So it really does... It's, like... It doesn't even have to be so hard that you have to book 10, 20, 40 fucking discovery calls. It can be so much that you've shown up so many times that these people, you've, like, built that relationship and trust, and they're just like, it's time.
And it's, like, more about the, like, intention, right? Like, if you know what needs to be done to book discovery calls, and that's what you want to do, and you do that step before that needs to be done, that's the intention, and you're following through with that intention whether you book the discovery calls or not. So you can't say... You failed.
Yeah.
Because you did everything you told yourself.
Yeah, you did the work. So you've done the fucking work, right?
How many you actually book.
Yeah.
And sometimes, too, like, a lot of it, like, of course, right, is, like, if you did a discovery call with someone 6 months ago, and then all of a sudden today, they were just like, fuck, I was just listening to what you just said, and I just can't, like, today's the day, like you said, like, giving them that, like, virtual noogie, like, it's fine. I understand. This isn't, like, a priority for you today.
I think it's my detective background, because I went to school for criminal justice and
psychology. You went to school for what?
Criminal justice and psychology.
I think it's just my detective background.
No, seriously. Yeah. Like, so I follow people who are, like, close. Like, they're very close to working, wanting to work with
me
on Facebook. And, like, they'll so put you know. A post up. If they put some kind of a slightly vulnerable post up on Facebook, like, I go into my group because I know they're in there. And I make a post that includes their exact words with whatever, because everyone, they're talking about some kind of struggle.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. So I include
right.
their exact words. Like, if they're saying, I'm ready to change, I need to do something different, like, then I'll write a post that's a valuable content within it. I'll be like, if you're ready to change, if you're ready to do something different in your life,
I'm in your fucking
usually
head.
They see it in common. They're like, oh my gosh, like, this is just what I needed. And, like, I'm like, like, I just saw your post. Like, that shit works, though, because then they're like, you were reading my mind. I'm like,
and you're like,
oh my God, that's
right,
so
I
crazy.
Copied what you said. Yeah.
You're like, actually, I'm just fucking
so
paying
good.
Attention. I'm
I
just...
do that for discovery calls, too, but it works. Just, like, I take notes. Like, I've got
oh,
notes.
Jenna.
Like, when they
well, it's market research. It, yeah, you know, it's market research to your target audience. It's legit, right? Because, and I, that's what I say to my clients, too, is like, all right, let's just say you got on the phone with someone. She said she wanted to work with you. It's a yes, but, like, it's not a yes yet. Like, she's just not there yet, right? Like, what is she thinking?
And now you
what
know
is she
what
doing?
You need to work on
what can you speak to her for, and that's exactly what you just said. Like, you're just literally doing investigative research.
But it helps me, too, because then those sentences are kind of like, I'm not thinking about it, but they're repeating in my mind. I'm typing them up in a post, so I'm putting them out. So when I am on live video, like, they've come out, like, just as my own words, but, like, it's because I've recited my client's words, so it helps because... That's my audience.
Well, it's genius, first of all. I have a client who is, like, a mommy blogger. And she's like, I was like, well, how do you think of content for your blogs? And she's like, well, I go into these mom groups, and I listen to the moms that are struggling, and then I create a blog about it. And then I'm like, here's your solution.
Yeah, so smart.
Yeah, I'm like, that's genius. So I love that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's so fun. It must be my investigative background.
I always say that because it like, I do. Like, I go, like, dig deep within social media to find out, like, what does this person need? Like, what is the block? Where is it coming from?
That's a good idea, yeah.
It's more than a good idea. All right, we gotta get in the shower. I mean, I gotta get in the shower.
Yeah.